In Mexico City, the government established a gender-neutral policy for public school uniforms, allowing children to use skirts or pants regardless of their gender. But how hard will it be for the measure to promote tolerance and diversity? From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
Classes are over in Mexico City. School buses depart and parents pick up their kids, among them Lourdes Rios, mother of two 13-year-old girls.
Está bien. Deben de ser de mente libre.
Rios agrees with Mexico City's new rule for public school uniforms, which allows students to wear skirts or pants regardless of their gender. She says new generations need to free their minds.
O sea, ¿por qué no dejarlos?
Pero
o sea, ¿cuál es
no hay problema, no hay problema, pero pues como que no.
And as we chat, another mom joins our conversation. She's Mari Carmen Tapia, who at first says it would be weird for boys to wear a skirt, but later adds that men in Scotland and in ancient cultures used to wear them, so why not?
Cuando estamos en nuestros días, no es algo agradable traer.
And Tapia adds that pants would be great for teenage girls, as skirts make them an easy target for bullies, particularly when they start their period.
Que quitemos un poquito la venda de los ojos y veamos.
Both parents end up agreeing on the uniform policy. Leo says it's time to take off the bandage from our eyes as times change. But for Mexico's National Union of Parents, a century-old nonprofit, the problem goes beyond. Images of Jesus and Mary welcome the entrance of the temporary facility of the organization, which claims to be non-religious and non-partisan. Marco Tulio Mendoza is its spokesperson.
No resuelve, no aporta, y pues sí ideologiza.
Mendoza says they're against the policy as it doesn't solve inequality among students and only plants the idea that gender is not determined by biology, but by society.
Y lo que no queremos que ese tipo de cosas las decida el Estado.
Mendoza says the government should allow parents and not kids to decide, while focusing on improving the public school's infrastructure and education level.
Ya quiero ver que un niño llegue con falda a la escuela, los problemas de bullying que.
Spokesperson adds that boys wearing skirts will make them victims of bullying. But there's someone who actually promoted that same idea to fight bullying long time ago. Juan Pablo Santibáñez.
It has been much more my priority to empathize with the others.
Santibáñez is gay and defends equal rights since a teenager. Back then, he suggested his teacher to make boys wear skirts to help them understand female harassment.
And the professor and my peers, my male peers, laughed at me, also the girls.
But recently, Santibáñez got excited when he heard about the neutral uniforms. But the lack of guidelines makes him think it could end up promoting more divisions.
Those are good ideas, but unfortunately, I don't feel it in the good context. I don't feel it organic.
But someone who thinks this is the right thing to do despite Mexican matriarchate and machismo is Paola Lona. She's a psychologist and co-owns a pre-K school.
This thing is not about the skirts or the pants. It's about having freedom of choice.
And Lona says new generations need to learn to take ownership of their actions and their identities, and there's no age limit to do so.
Are we ready to choose a skirt or pants at age 8? Yeah, of course we are.
For the expert, the change of mentality might not be immediate, but will bring great results.
I didn't think in my wildest dream I would be talking about this. I just really hope it works.
Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.